Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Chitungwiza municipal workers are continuing with their crippling strike after they failed to reach an agreement with the local authority today over salary arrears backdating to 2013.
The strike is still continuing, and today we're at the labor, and there's nothing really to write about from what we have heard from the labor officer. We had gone there thinking that he shall preside over the conciliation process.
United States Ambassador to Zimbabwe Bruce Wharton says Zimbabweans hold the key to their future, and the U.S. stands ready to support them realize their dreams.
Zimbabwe's future is very much in the hands of Zimbabweans. I think that Zimbabwe's own policy decisions are the primary drivers of the future of this country, whether it's the economic future or the social future or the political future.
And the long vacant position of second vice president of Zimbabwe is now becoming a bone of contention within ZANU-PF as party stalwarts position themselves to take over the post.
Why today should we say Simon Kaimo cannot be the next vice president? Why should we say today we are abolishing that position?
Chitungwiza municipal workers are continuing with a crippling strike after they failed to reach an agreement with the local authority today over salary arrears backdating to 2013. The two sides could not reach the agreement before labor officials in Harare, who have been drawn into the salary dispute for arbitration. Chitungwiza workers spokesman Reverend Ephraim Katsina says the employers refused to entertain them, insisting that they must go back to work because their industrial action is illegal. Studio 7 failed to get a comment from Chitungwiza Mayor Philip Mutoti and Town Clerk George Makunde as their mobile phones were not being answered. But Reverend Katsina says they will soon be seeking an audience with top government officials in order for them to be heard.
The strike is still continuing, and today we're at the labor, and there's nothing really to write about from what we have heard from the labor officer. We had gone there thinking that he shall preside over the conciliation process, but surprisingly, he said he wants to issue a show cause order, which he cannot issue because the show cause order can only be issued by the minister. But in this case, we feel that, and we think that this recommendation to the minister will be on our side. And he said he's going to put his recommendations to the minister on Monday, meaning that the strike will still be on.
There were reports that some workers were threatening management and blocking residents from paying bills. Can you confirm this?
There is no worker who had obstructed anyone from paying rent. But the workers that are there, they are on strike. Only the managers are at work. So to say that the workers were blocking rent payers from paying, it's malicious.
We also understand that the town clerk wanted those in the essential services arrested. He's saying they should have been working. What's your reaction to this?
Chitungwiza Municipality Workers Union, or Zimbabwe Urban Campus Workers Union, doesn't fall under the essential service. Our industry is mainly for service delivery and not for saving lives. And because of that, he cannot declare our industry an essential service industry. It's not an essential service industry. And for him to say that they should be arrested, it's malicious, and I don't think that he's reading the Labour Act well.
We also understand that the police came looking for you. Did they leave any message for you?
No, the police did not leave any message for me, but the people who were there, because I was at Makube building, the people who were there texted me a message and said that the police were looking for me, and I just wonder why they are looking for me.
That was Chitungwiza Workers spokesman Reverend Ephraim Katsina on the phone from offices of the Minister of Labour in Harare.